Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This week, I'm looking at three movies about moms and their sons. There's an historical drama about fatherless boys facing disaster at summer camp, a sci-fi action thriller about a guy with secret powers and a dying mom, and a retro horror movie about a divorced mother and her sinister red dress. Code 8, directed by Jeff Chan. It's the future, a dystopian America patrolled by drones that terrorize ordinary people in the war on drugs. Connor, played by Robbie Amell, is a young guy living with his mom in a big city. He's a day laborer who does pickup construction work for cash while she stocks shelves at a corner grocery store. They're in debt and can't pay their bills. Worse than that, his mom, played by Carrie Matchett, needs medical attention badly. She has a science fiction-y disease that makes you bleed fluorescent blue gunk. But they can't afford the treatments, so what should they do? Well, opportunity knocks when a criminal named Garrett, played by Stephen Amell, hires him to help with a job. He needs someone with high-level electrical ability, and he doesn't mean wiring. Connor is a guy with special powers. He can short-circuit a generator with his bare hands. But in this world, mutants, or whatever you want to call them, people with powers, are kept down by the cops and forced to take menial jobs. So it's a choice, poverty or a life of crime. His mother raised him to be honest and hide his powers, but he needs to cure her illness. Maybe if he can help the criminal secure the scarce narcotic known as psych, made from human spinal fluid, maybe they'll give him the cure his mother needs so desperately. Okay, Code 8 is a fast-moving action thriller about a future world where power is shared by corrupt cops and organized crime. It was shot in Toronto, so lots of recognizable locations like Regent Park in many, many scenes. Good special effects and music and recognizable actors. Stephen Amell is TV's The Arrow, and Robbie Amell is actually his cousin. Okay, I like this movie. I actually quite enjoyed it, but I gotta say, Code 8 feels more like the pilot for an upcoming TV series than a movie one-off. Not a bad thing, just a different thing from a conventional movie. Brotherhood, written and directed by Richard Bell. It's the summer of 26 in Ontario's cottage country. Arthur Lambden, played by Brendan Fletcher, is a World War I vet who lost his wife and kid to the Spanish flu. So he's a counselor alongside Mr. Butcher, played by Brendan Fair, who walks with a cane. Mr. Butcher busted up his leg in the war as well. They're at a summer camp for fatherless teens on Placid Lake Balsam in the Kawarthas to provide leadership role models. And the kids there are really into it. There's a whole crew. Waller, played by Jack Manley, the quick-to-anger alpha dog. Two brothers, Jack and Will, who are always fighting. There's a kid with allergies and another who likes dirty camp songs. They're all very excited by an upcoming trip across the lake in a long war canoe that can fit them all. But once they reach the middle of the lake, disaster strikes in the form of a freak summer storm. Heavy winds roil the waters and capsize the boat. Some of them are lost, and the rest are forced to spend the night in the dark in the cold water, taking turns hanging onto the upside-down canoe. Who will survive the night, and will they make it back to shore? Brotherhood is a well-made look at a real-life tragedy from our distant past. It has all the right period costumes, authentic language, historical details. It's beautifully photographed, panoramas of scenic lakes. Problem is, I just couldn't connect with any of these characters. There's nothing surprising or intriguing about the story. You know from the very beginning that they're going to be drowning. In fact, most of the movie is a self-imposed spoiler on its own movie. It's a series of flashbacks leading up to the accident, as seen through the opaque eyes of the very uninteresting Arthur character. This is based on a true story. In real life, the victims were as young as six, not the teenagers that everyone is in the movie. But I don't know, maybe it's because of the suspense-free method of storytelling, this movie didn't pluck a single heartstring. In Fabric, written and directed by Peter Strickland. It's London in the 1970s, perhaps. Sheila, played by Marianne Jean-Baptiste, is a middle-aged divorced woman who lives with her adult son, a student. She works full-time at a desk job, but she wants more out of life. So she's preparing for a blind date with a gentleman named Adonis that she met through the Lonely Hearts column in her newspaper Classifieds. She wants it to be a night to remember, so she stops by an exclusive women's store to buy a dress. There, she's greeted by Jill, played by Sidse Babett Knudsen, an enigmatic saleswoman with pointy red nails, dramatic black hair, and an uncanny way of speaking. She insists Sheila buy only the best, a particular blood red satin dress with a plunging neckline. It's one of a kind, Jill says, and despite being the wrong size, 36, it fits Sheila like a glove. The date turns out to be less than elegant. It's a chips and kebab house, but the dress itself takes on an increasing importance. It leaves strange marks on her body, it inspires horrible nightmares, and it leads to increasingly awful incidents, as if the dress has a mind of its own. Is this just her imagination, or is that dress trying to kill her? In Fabric is a bizarre, haunting horror film with loads of dark comedy, stylized violence, and perverse sex. Sheila's story intertwines with that of Reg Speaks, played by Leo Bill, a newly married washing machine repairman, and a series of other side plots that are all centered on the insidious, satanic red dress and the witch-like saleswoman who controls it. With this movie's intentionally stilted dialogue, amazing production design, jarring editing, brilliantly spooky music, and perfect deadpan acting, In Fabric is like nothing you've ever seen before, unless you've seen Peter Strickland's other movies, in which case it is like something you've seen before. This movie is disturbing, and you may wonder what the hell is going on. But if you like art, if you like sound, design, fashion, and weird stuff, if you like horror movies without too much gore and violence, this avant-garde film is a must-see. In Fabric, Code 8, and Brotherhood all open today in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM. And on my website, culturalmining.com.